It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
Morning too cause you're
out. Morning too cause you're out.
Waylon Jennings on 103.9, 98. Yeah, and sneezes even less.
One sneeze, you're out.
MyPigRadio.com, Jeff, John, Charlie the dog, and we've got some special guests this morning. We've got Miss Ashley Smalley.
Good morning.
Beth Pesek. She was my teacher, JW.
Yeah, and I learned something a while ago off the radio.
Go ahead, tell them.
Tell them what Jeff did in your class mostly.
Jeff was a student in my business law class, and he slept.
He slept.
Because he worked all night.
This explains a lot.
Business law.
Yeah. Business law. He slept through it.
So. Slept.
Yeah.
Now I have to keep an attorney if I'd have paid attention.
Yeah, if you paid attention, you'd be in a lot better shape.
And then Miss Santeri. So, of course, Miss Ashley's with Salvation Army.
And they're with the auxiliary.
Auxiliary. Uh-huh. So, how's everybody today?
Great.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the women's auxiliary. It was very interesting. I didn't know they'd been here this long. Or in Texas.
Yes. The Salvation Army Auxiliary in Texarkana is the very first auxiliary that began in Texas. And Salvation Army has been in Texarkana over 200 years now. I think 204, actually. So we have a long history with the community here.
Absolutely. And there's so much that goes on that you do. I know that we were talking earlier, the Stone Soup.
Yes.
When's that coming up? When's the Stone Soup coming
it's
up?
It's April 23rd from 11 to 1:30.
On April 23rd.
It's a Thursday.
This has been going on for a long, long time.
Yes, this is our 35th year.
35 years doing this. So that's great. And what benefits specifically from the event, the Stone Soup?
Well, the proceeds are used to help the auxiliary fund projects for the Salvation Army Center of Hope. And we also help with the Boys and Girls Club fund camp for students. We have purchased washers and dryers and mattresses for the Center of Hope. And we also help with gifts for the Angel Tree, the money's used.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Salvation Army Angel Tree. Forgot about that.
Yeah, I love the Angel Tree. We try try to do that as much as we can.
I was reading the info you gave us here. It sounds like it's going to be a tasty meal. There's salad, taco soup, Texas toast, dessert, drink, all for just $10 per person, bake sale included. And you can get the tickets from any of you guys or call the 774-770-774-7201, but that's coming up in April.
And of course, you're on Facebook, on the social media.
Okay.
Right.
Right, and so you can look to Salvation Army, what was it? Salvation Army Texarkana Women's Auxiliary.
Yes.
And always need more volunteers. And you'll actually have a pretty good time when you get together and meet, right?
Yes.
And Ms. Ashley, now you're new to the to Salvation Army.
You came on.
This is your new.
I'm still a green bean.
Still a green bean. Okay. Well, tell us. So what have you learned so far since you started when?
I started October the 21st. I was able to get through my first Christmas season with the Salvation Army, which was great. We started the first
day. Heck of a time to start, right?
It is. I've gotten thrown in there and hit the ground running.
The red kettle, yeah.
Yes, sir. The red kettles. Those are the people that you see outside of Walmart, right. Outside of Big Lots, you name it. We have quite a few locations here in Texarkana. The red kettle, that's we receive at least 80% of our income during November and December. So those kettles are very important when you see those. We're actually recruiting volunteers now. So if you want to volunteer to ring for us during that season, we could definitely use you.
Anna! if you would write down Anna Pink.
I surely will.
And just find the coldest somewhere out by I-30 where it's windy. Wind's always blowing.
Well, we actually want our volunteers to come back and do it over and over again, so.
Well, she's good for one.
Good deal.
So we don't know if she'll want to come back. Can y'all hang around with us a little bit this morning and just.
Sure.
Well, you know, this is, we play music and do some radio stuff.
What better?
Sometimes.
To do on a good cold rainy
Gene Watson's on 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. All right, everybody. So Miss Ann, what do you do?
I am retired, actually, from Salvation Army.
Oh, so you?
Yes. I was their public relations person, retired in June of last year, and now I'm an auxiliary member. Mm-hmm. So
you're able to put a lot of your time.
I do a lot of volunteer work with Salvation Army, the food pantry that we have. We feed over, 5,000 families every month on with groceries and families that are in need, elderly and people that need the help. So we service them twice a month through the food pantry. Mm-hmm. And then I help on all the other auxiliary projects that we have going on.
Fantastic. Miss Beth, are you still teaching?
No, I have retired from teaching and taken up volunteer.
Yeah,
it's my job.
So when
she went on and continued to teach years after you were there sleeping. But
so it wasn't my fault that she quit.
Yeah, she went ahead and went on even though you slept through the class.
It wasn't my fault. I'm not the one that made her retire.
That's what I'm saying. She trudged on through that and had a good career despite your inability to pay attention.
That's not true. I remember that class. Uh-huh. I enjoyed that class.
When he woke up, he remembered, yeah.
Oh, man.
This is great.
I hope my mama ain't listening.
Yeah, she probably is.
My mama still listens and still she'll... Jeffrey?
I told you not to sleep in class.
Yeah, she'll text. I knew it.
I knew it all along.
So, tell us more about you, Miss Beth. So,
well, I have been a member... since I retired, I guess this is my fourth or fifth year to be a member of the Women's Auxiliary, and I am currently the public relations officer for the group.
Very good, very good.
We need to talk about, I talked about it on Facebook, about the housing the families.
Yeah, the family shelter.
The family shelter,
because we need to talk about that. It's the only one around. You're the expert.
No. I'm far from the expert. The expert would be Marty Hawkins.
Oh, okay.
Which is our shelter person there. He takes in everyone that comes through those
doors.
But this
is the only family
shelter
in
this? Yes, this is the only family shelter here in Texarkana that will allow families to stay together.
Gotcha.
Miss Ann was explaining that really well.
Between Little Rock and Dallas, we are the Straightway. We are the only shelter available for families that are out in the cold, on the streets, alone with children.
And there's actually only, and a lot of times people don't think about this, but maybe sleeping in cars too. We consider that
all
on the
time.
Street.
Absolutely.
We consider that outdoors.
That is.
But there's only, 12 actual rooms or sections for?
Yes.
So only 12 families out of all this area between Little Rock and Dallas. That's scary.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
That's because we're all so fragile, right? On the, no matter how confident we may be, we're one
paycheck away from
one
being
car wreck, exactly. One bad diagnosis, right. One whatever.
You're exactly right.
And when you think about that, so that's, we want people to donate. Now, it's always good with the pantry and the different things to talk about donating foodstuffs and supplies. But really, monetary donations is what fills in those gaps.
Donations go so much further. What you can go and purchase an 8-pack of green beans for, us through the food bank can get it for 75% less and feed many more people.
Right, right.
So monetarily is the way to go. We can take your money and change it into a lot more resources for the community. And 82% of every dollar that you donate to Salvation Army goes right back into the community. Salvation Army.
So it's staying right here in Texarkana.
Yes, it stays exactly here.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are concerned with where their dollars go, and I'm actually excited to be able to tell people when you donate here in Texarkana, it stays right here. So you could actually be helping your neighbor, that person you see walking down the street, it stays right here in the heart of Texarkana.
So really, more than anything, always monetary donations are important, but some folks want to put in the work. They can always volunteer with Salvation Army.
Yeah, always. There's always something to do with the Salvation Army, where there's helping serve those that are coming in, the impoverished, to eat, or if it's with me bringing the bills in November and December.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, JW. Oh, Anna!
Anna!
She Vaughn tells us a lot of stuff to do.
Anna is a hardy Canadian, so she doesn't mind standing out in the cold weather and ringing a bell.
Where it's nice and windy.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. Okay.
Y'all can hang around for another break.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. He's probably got a game he can find.
Okay, let's find a game.
We used to play games.
Why'd you come in here looking like that?
That's the way I will look every day.
Well,
can't help it.
Work on it.
Can't do anything about it.
Dolly Parton on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Got Miss Santeri, Beth Pesek, and Miss Ashley Smalley. Salvation Army.
Yeah.
That's Miss Ashley. And then Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary.
Yeah.
Miss San and Miss Beth.
Now we're about to play a game because we always play games.
Let's recap.
That's what I was gonna do if you gave me a chance.
And I'll get
you go play with the game over there and get it ready. But once again, tell us about how you can get involved and be involved with the Stone Soup Luncheon, which is coming up in April.
The best way to get involved is to purchase tickets. Tickets are $10, and you can come and dine in. Or we have food available for takeout. We will also have a bake sale, and the auxiliary has some of the best bakers in Texarkana. So everything that you can purchase will be very tasty. In addition to our bake sale, we will also have a show cake auction. And these cakes will have a patriotic theme this year. And we have bakeries that have donated cakes for the auction. And they include Munchables, Silver Spoon, Julie's Deli, the Arkansas Walmart, the Albertsons on 7th Street, Sam's Bakery, Super One Bakery, and Sugar and Spice Catering. So you certainly don't want to miss that.
It's pretty much all of them.
Yeah, it's
all
the good
ones.
So
how can you get tickets?
You can purchase a ticket from any auxiliary member, or you can contact the Salvation Army office and arrange for a ticket. And that number is 870-774-2701.
All right. Sounds good. Jeff, you got the game ready?
I do. Are you ladies ready?
We're
going to play Yes or BS.
So,
Barbara Streisand.
Hey, Barbara Streisand. Yeah. Is it real story or is it just made up stuff?
Yeah. Some of this is going to be absolutely true. It's yes. Some of it, I'm just lying.
You gonna keep score?
Well, your lips are moving.
Well, hold on.
You know him well. You had him in school.
Y'all been hanging out with Anna too long.
This is great.
Here we go. First question. Do you have Netflix?
Yes.
You have Netflix. Everybody does. Okay. Of the three aging stars of Netflix, The Irishman.
Oh.
You watched it?
Yes.
You haven't watched it. All right. The Irishman. Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, and Robert De Niro. De Niro is the oldest. Yes or BS?
I say yes.
I have no clue
on that one.
I'll say yes.
Might as well say yes.
All right, then everybody's wrong.
Who's older?
Pacino's older. Al Pacino's 79, Pesci's 77.
Oh, like we're good enough.
And De Niro's, De Niro's 76.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So these are going to be really hard.
That's right.
Well, some of them are hard.
They could just be fake.
Some of them are not.
Jingle Bells was first written for Thanksgiving and then became one of the most popular Christmas songs. Yes or BS?
I say yes.
I agree, yes.
It's yes.
I think I've read that.
I wanted to say BS, but
go with the crew here. Yeah,
I'll go with the crew.
Yeah. Everybody's correct.
Right.
Yes, it was written for Thanksgiving. Mm. The first product to have a barcode. Mm. Right, everything's got a barcode now. First product was WD-40.
I'm say BS on that.
I have no idea. It's out of my wheelhouse.
50-50.
Yes.
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 No.
BS.
I know it already, so I'm not going to play. She's right.
Okay.
I have no clue what it was. That's though.
Beth is in the lead right now.
I thought it was Wrigley's gum.
Yeah, it was Wrigley's.
I mean, she called it out.
She did call it out. Wrigley's gum, and it was Wrigley's gum.
Yeah, that's very good. The only planet not named after a pagan god is the Earth.
True. I mean,
Yes, sir. Yes, yes. Sir. Be it. True or false? Whatever yes. You want to go. We got you.
Yes.
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 Yes. That's true.
Yeah. I knew that one.
Because you got all Saturn, Jupiter, yeah. And all that.
Love astrology.
Let's see. The planet in our solar system that is closest in size to Earth is Venus.
BS.
She was quick on that.
Yeah.
So I guess BS.
BS. But just because she was quick don't mean she was right, ladies.
Right.
That's
she's right, more right than I would be.
I think it's Mars, isn't it?
No, I thought it was Mercury.
I think it's Mars.
No, Mars. Right now, so. Mars is a pagan god. That's the.
Yeah.
So Earth. Yes, yeah. Earth is the only one.
And we know that, but you said the same size.
Venus, yes.
Venus is correct?
Yes.
Wow, I thought it was bigger.
No, it's the same size. Or. We think it is.
I've never been there.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay.
The band The Police originally called themselves Ghosts in the Machine.
What about it? The band?
The band The Police was originally Ghosts in the Machine.
No, that's a newer band. No, BS.
She's just too positive.
She's too good on that one. She's got.
Y'all
that
stay
one
around one more break, and then because we just want to recap everything, and then get up out of here. All right.
Okay.
Hank Jr.'s on 103.9, 98.5, MyPigRadio.com.
Yep, we got our Salvation Army crew here, kind of going to wrap it up.
Salvation Army of Texarkana Women's Auxiliary.
And you wanted to mention a couple of entities, businesses out there that are donating or helping.
Yes. When we put together Stone Soup, it takes a lot of support and effort from everyone. Kohl's is making a corporate donation of $500 and are sending 5 of their store workers to help. Old Navy is making a $250 donation and providing 3 store workers to help with our luncheon. Unique Flowers and Gifts is donating a beautiful flower arrangement. Chicken Express is donating our tea and cups. Cash Savers is donating the bread for our Texas toast. Target has donated 5 can openers to open our 800 cans. And Olive Garden has donated all of our cutlery for the takeout meals.
Thank you to all those fine businesses.
Because it takes a whole group of folks to make these things. And y'all stay.
The community.
So, in fact, y'all have got something you're fixing to go do now, the game day.
What y'all heading out to do this morning?
Correct.
Just step away from the mic, Ashley. We need a camera in here, I'm telling you.
A few years ago, the auxiliary started the game day, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of food, and you get to play your favorite game, card game, dice game, domino game.
Shoot some craps, yeah.
No.
No?
We don't do that. Oh. That would be against Salvation.
Go back. I'm sorry. Yahtzee. That's what I meant, Yahtzee.
Pretend you're in business law. Go back to sleep.
I would like to mention that our game day is a fundraiser, and it's going to be quite popular, and we do very well with it. But you pay $25 a person, and we have tables of 4, and we usually have a very large group. But it is a great day. And it runs from 10 to 3.
Well, very good. We thank you so much for coming and being a part of the show and pointing out I was such a lazy student.
She only said it once. I'm the one that said it over and over
again. Oh, you're going to say it for months now.
Yeah,
I know how this works.
Thank you for providing the material.
Anna, by the way, while you're here, Anna has now joined us.
Yeah.
Ashley wants to get with you for a date, and I guess it starts in December.
November.
November.
Yeah.
It'll begin in November.
All right.
We'll go ahead and get you set up with a date. Today for this. Huh?
They've already gotten together on it.
No, they haven't.
Do you know what they've nominated you to do?
No, not they.
She volunteers us to do a lot of stuff.
Voluntold.
Yeah, so we get to voluntold her once today.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Red Kettle program? You're going to love this. All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming in here. Will you come back and talk to us again before the event?
Sure.
Yeah, so we can, just as we get a little bit closer to it, we'll...
That'd be great.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at MyPigRadio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.